This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Kuf Lamed Tes. Seder Kriyas HaTorah UBerchoseha. The order of Berchas HaTorah, the order of Kriyas HaTorah, and its brachos. B'makom shenagu sheha'oila atzmai korei b'koram, in the place where the one who gets the aliyah himself reads the aliyah out loud. Im loy sider tchila ha'parsha pa'amayim v'shalosh b'inoy l'bein atzmai lo yale. If he did not prepare the parsha two or three times, he cannot take the aliyah. He can't say, it's my bar mitzvah parsha, I learned it last year, I learned it the year before. If he didn't prepare two or three times, it's usur for him to read. But nowadays, the Baal Kori reads it. Uvamakim shechazen Kori, hu tzarch lesader tchila. He also has to arrange. Presumably that means he has to arrange pamayim v'shalosh. Now the question is, what does it mean, two or three? Which one? Two or three? That's very often the Gemara asks that question. You find that question throughout Shas, where you have this expression, two or three. Presumably it means, it depends how well he knows it. If he knows it after two, then he could do two. If he doesn't know it perfectly after two, he'll have to do three. Let's say he doesn't know it after three times. Then he should sell insurance or use cars, but he shouldn't take the aliyah. Okay, says Mishnah Berurah, lo yala haynu afal pi shekru lalois, even though they called him up for the aliyah. So what's he supposed to do? He's supposed to say, I can't read it? Yeah, he's supposed to say, I can't read it. But it's his bar mitzvah parsha. It doesn't say in Shas Bavli, you have to learn your bar mitzvah parsha. It doesn't say that. Haynu afal pi shekru lalois, v'amru chazal shloisha dvar mekatsim yama shaladam. There are three things that shorten a person's life. One of them is if they call you up for an aliyah and you don't lane it. By the way, the Magen Avraham says that this kapeda is that if somebody gets called up for an aliyah and he says to the Baal Kor, no, you lane it. I'm not going to lane it. You lane it. There's also this klala. However, the El Yoraba says, Bizman Azeh, since the Baal Kori always lanes it, we don't apply this clause. So in other words, it says Mishnah Berurah, even though this guy is risking being Mekatzer Yamav, so they're giving him the Sefer Torah to read and he's not reading it. Hachalayal, he still can't take that lila. Shetzarech mitchila sadebein al-lenatz, he has to go over the laning. V'asmechu chachamim akra dechziv. The Pasuk says, Oz ra'a, then he saw, v'yisapira, Hechina v'gam chakara. What if somebody doesn't want to take an aliyah because when they make the Misha Berach, he's going to be embarrassed not to call up an amount? When he says, yitain $1.50, he's going to be very embarrassed. So he doesn't want to take the aliyah. So the Ben Ish Chai says in Shal Sechuz Talashma, if he doesn't take the aliyah for that reason, he's not bechlal the klala. But the Tzitz Eliezer says, he has to take the aliyah, and if he's misbayish, he's misbayish. What if they call up somebody for an aliyah, and it's the toichacha? It's the toichacha. I know a guy, he made a simcha. He wasn't getting along with his father-in-law, and he called up the father-in-law for the teichacha. And he was mamish mevayish the father-in-law barabim she'in kamayu. Anyway, what should a person do in that case? The Mishnah Berurah says, I'm sorry, still, the Tzitz Eliezer says, you should rather take the teichacha and be nichnas into the oynish of the teichacha than to be punished for being mevaza the kavod ha'Torah and not taking the aliyah. Okay. Weiter. Hutzarach. In other words, the Balkari has to prepare over the Evidim. Ein sham bebeisik nesas misha sider la'atzim medchila. Let's say you don't have somebody who knew the who knows the leaning. Kedei shaloi levato kriya betzibor noyegin lahakel sheyikra echad sheyadel enagina ta'amim afal pishloi sider. The minog is you call up a guy who knows how to lean, even though he didn't prepare this parsha. V'koyren lefan of belachash mitoich hachumish oya sider. You have somebody feed him quietly from a chumish. V'ayin lekaman besimin kufman beiz mishabura masha nichtoiv bazeh. We'll see there in Simikov and Beis, could the Balkoiri, so to speak, look ahead in the Chumash and then lean it from the Sefer Torah? Tchila, he has to arrange it two or three times. U'mitzvah min amufcha shegam ha'oila yisadar tchila lebein atzmai. Not only should the Balkoiri prepare, the oila also needs to prepare. If he did the parasha Shnayim Mikra, that counts. Presumably that means if he did the parasha Shnayim Mikra and he leaned it. Now, why should the Oila also prepare? Because the Oila needs to say it along. Now, we'll see later, the Oila says it along, but it has to be so quiet that even he himself can't hear it. When someone gets an Aliyah, it has to be so quiet that even the person who says it themselves can't hear it. What about the Haftorah? The Ramah says later on, the minhag is to prepare it. Why? Meaning like this. The Ramah says later on, there's a minhag to read the Haftorah yourself. Why? Because maybe you're going to get called from after. What about where the Balkoire himself is reading the Haftorah? Should you still prepare it? You have to see later on in Kuf Pehe, Reish Pehe. Sif Beis, Misha Eni Yodea Likrois, someone who doesn't know how to read, Tzorach Limchois Biyadei Shalayala Sefer Torah. You need to protest that he doesn't read from the Torah. What if he's a Kayin or a Levi? What if you need him? If you could feed him so that when he lanes, it's intelligible, it's cogent, then you could get an Aliyah. Otherwise, he can't get an Aliyah. Says Mishabur Tzarch Limchais, Mitoich Debre Mechar Muchach, Da Afilu Im Yachal Likrois Im Asher Tzibra Mila Bamila, Mitoich Haksav, Gam Kein Ein Likroisai, Kivan Shiyachal Likroi LaAcher. This, the Mishabur says, the Mechaber is Muchach, that even if there is a Balkoirei, but if the guy who gets called up for an Aliyah cannot read the Hebrew language, he cannot get an Aliyah. Even though he could read it along. It's only if we have nobody else. In other words, a guy who cannot pronounce words in Hebrew, he cannot take an Aliyah, even if he's not leaning. It is usur for him to get an Aliyah. That's what the Mechaber is mashma. Why? Because why do you have to give him an Aliyah? Give someone else an Aliyah. He might be wondering that he's been in the shul for 17 years and he still hasn't gotten Aliyah. And you'll explain to him. The reason is, Simen Kuf Lamed Tes Sif Beis, that only someone who knows how to read Lashon HaKodesh is allowed to get an Aliyah, not allowed a lane, is allowed to get an Aliyah. Avol Midivrei HaTorah LeKaman Simen Kuf Mem Avachim Mitzvus Rosh Uvashem Veisayas Mashma, Diyesh LaHakol Bazeh. The Torah and the Rosh say you could be lenient. Also, the Gra says the Ramah disagrees with this. When we came to somebody says Masha the Yeshaga was that over frat lefi Masha kasa b'siv gimel b'shem Maharil b'vada in lahachmer b'zeh. Certainly, based on what we see in Siv Gimel from the Maharil, we can be lenient. and you're not machmer. So bottom line is, a guy who can't read Hebrew, he can't aliyah. Lo yale. Again, this is all provided that you could feed him. But if he can't read along, no, he can't get aliyah. Why? Lefisha asa likros afilo isachas shaloi min aksav. We're lenient in all circumstances. In other words, according to what we're learning, someone who could only, he's reading from the art scroll translineated Siddur, Bagaloa Uvzman Kariv, he can't get an aliyah. He cannot get an aliyah. That's the opinion of the Mechaber. Mechaber says he can't get an aliyah. Lamaisa, our minugas were lenient. Even if a guy can't read Hebrew, he could take an aliyah. Sif Gimel, afilu roish haknesas oichazin lo yikra ad shiyom lo yikarai. Even the head of the shul, the president, the chazin, should not take an aliyah until he gets called up. V'nagu shashel tzibuk shirotzim avarech v'korei b'li netilas rishus. The minug is that the Baal Koyre, when he wants to make a bracha and read, he doesn't have to get official license. Mishum dehave kilu misha sheminu l'shel tzivir shuakach. It's like when they gave him the job, they appointed him to do it, and they gave him rishus to do it. Says the Mishum Berurah, afilu roish hakneses v'chol shekein adam da'amah, certainly a regular guy. V'atam she'ein roish sheyachlik adam kavod la'atzmai. It is not fitting for a person to be mechabed themselves. Also, so you don't come to fight. This is what it should say. Not mishum dahave k'ilu misha shaminu l'shliach tzibur hishua kach. It's like they gave him rishus from the time they appointed him. The Beis Yosef explains more. Since nowadays the Baal Kore reads instead of the Oile, if they appointed him to be the Baal Kore, that means they appointed him to lein. Mestama, they're not makbid if he makes a bracha. In other words, it seems like we're talking about, can the Baal Koyre take an aliyah? And it seems like, well, if he's given the job to lein, that means we're giving him permission to take the aliyah. I don't know. That's what it seems to me that the Mishabur is explaining the Mechaber. Although I had a Baal Koyre recently, and we got up to Shlishi, and the Bakar says, you know, I'm paying the guy. I said, he said, could I have this aliyah? I said, are you a chiyav? He said, no. I said, well, he said he wants it. I said, no. I have a shul here. Mehechi teisi, you know, there's a cheshbin who gets shlishi. So if I pay the guy, then, you know, he can't claim an aliyah. You know, he's getting paid. So we own his service. Even if you don't pay the guy, I don't think Bizman Azeh there's any understanding that somebody who is leaning from the Torah has a right to an aliyah. I mean, you know, if the guy would have asked for, could I have an aliyah, but he wants a specific aliyah, he's not a chiyuv, it's not his birthday, you know. So I gave him a different aliyah. But I couldn't give him shlishi. He's a nice guy, but I couldn't give him shlishi. Anyway, all of these personal disclosures are just between us, and not to be revealed to the greater public. No. The Chamishi is a very chashuv aliyah. The Rush would always take Chamishi. But, okay. Okay, we'll hold it over here, Sky.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.